This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, of course, yesterday was also Mother's Day, and here at The Morning Run, we decided to take the opportunity to highlight some of the issues faced by mothers in Malaysia, and one of those most pressing of them is, of course, maternity leave. So based on the Employment Act of Malaysia, female employees are entitled to maternity leave for a period of not less than 60 days and are also entitled to maternity allowance. And in 2018, the government proposed to increase it to 90 days, but this met pushback from employers who said it would be taxing given the prevailing deteriorating economy and rising costs of doing business in the country.
And there are some companies in the private sector that stand out to have implemented their own maternity leave policy. For example, Nestle introduced a new policy for adoptive parents and primary caregivers, who can be male or female, which grants them a leave package of up to 6 months, minimum 98 days of paid leave, and the right to extend leave for another 82 days of unpaid leave.
And CIMB also issued new benefits for mothers. They have 6 months paid maternity leave for its employees who are first-time mothers, and they can start this benefit as early as 30 days prior to the estimated delivery date.
So to get some insights, we have on the line with us Suri Kempe, a program director of Musawah, a global organization promoting women's equality. Thanks so much for joining us, Suri. So what are some of the main issues faced by mothers and particularly single mothers here in Malaysia?
I think the first big issue is work-life balance. We're at a time when women are entering the workforce in larger numbers than ever before, but they're also still shouldering the lion's share of care work. We see women are really juggling the demands of home, which is partner, children, elderly parents, or in-laws, and then there's work, right, with all the additional soft networking that needs to be done in order to secure relationships, which are what is crucial to and ultimately lead to better paying positions and the ability to make decisions at the workplace. And then the second big issue that I think faced by mothers and single mothers in Malaysia is accessible and affordable childcare. So this is related, again, it's a function of care work falling primarily on women. I think the question also points to who you ask, where, you know, for certain groups, there are certain needs are then more pronounced. So, for example, if you ask a single mother who falls in the B40 category, job security, social security, job flexibility, these are all big issues for them. So with single mothers, they often work in contract jobs for the flexibility because they need it to look after their children. But then as a result, because these contract jobs pay on a daily basis instead of a monthly basis, and they often don't come with social security or health insurance.
And the government in the past has said that they want to change the maternity leave from 60 days to 90 days, and they will change the Malaysian Employment Act to do this. But nothing has been done so far. Your thoughts on this?
Some sectors, like in particular the finance sector, has been at the forefront of pushing for a better maternity leave. And I think they've done a really good job. I think the government's been quite progressive about public sector maternity leave as well and the policies there. But I think the government, I mean, obviously, given its promises and the guarantees that it tried to make, especially in light of moving more women into the job market, I think it's important for the government to amend all legislation to be in line with international labor standards as quickly as possible. But I want to add, I think the problem really points to a larger structural problem that we have, which is that a lot of the interventions that the government has introduced to get women into the workforce are primarily targeted at women. And these include flexi hours, maternity leave, etc. Right? In fact, having more women in decision-making positions is actually correlated to better paternity leave. And this means that we need to redistribute care work, which is right now predominantly borne by women, in order to free up more of their time to devote to paid employment or whatever it is they choose to, but definitely free up more time. Because right now, the question that needs to be asked is really how can men be empowered to play more holistic roles in their family's care and in a way that will take some of that burden, that double burden off of women and redistribute it so that all the adults and caregivers in the family are equally present for their family.
Thank you so much. And that was Suri Kempe, a program director of Musawa, a global organization promoting women's equality. Now, we're running a poll on the BFM Twitter asking, are you satisfied with Malaysia's foreign policy direction? And so please do go and vote. And that's ahead of the Breakfast Grill after this, where Julian is speaking to our foreign minister, Datuk Saifuddin Abdullah. So be sure to stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.